But first, according to Cancer Research UK, there were almost 16,000 new cases of melanoma, that's a kind of skin cancer, in the UK alone in 2015. And it said that up to 86% of them could have been preventable because they're, as Jane was saying earlier, linked to sun exposure. So how does sun cream work and how important is the use of sun cream in protecting us? Well, with us to explain is Andrew Farrer. He's from the Cambridge Science Centre and he's coming to do a demo for us. Andrew, tell us what you're going to do.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me. So what we're going to do is I've got a standard fluorescent highlighter pen, the kind that we've all used when we've had to revise or we're marking up important documents. What I'd like you to do with it is just write something on your arm, please.
Okay, so I'm taking... I'll choose yellow because that's nice and bright, isn't
yellow
it?
Yellow is okay. A good colour.
I think I'm going to write naked. There we are. So I now
excellent.
Have the giant words naked in fluorescent ink down my forearm of my right arm.
So what's really cool about fluorescent markers is fluorescence is actually a chemical thing where UV light is too high an energy wave from the sun for our eyes to detect. But if it hits a fluorescent chemical, what actually happens is that chemical bounces the UV light back, but it lowers the energy into something visible.
Oh, right. So it takes the energy out of the UV and then converts it into a colour of light that we can see.
Effectively, yes. It's the electrons in the atoms and the molecules are absorbing the energy of the UV wave and they bounce it back, they reflect it back. This is how we see all colour. But the electrons don't give all of the energy back again in the terms of when it's fluorescence. So if we have these UV torches that we have here in the studio and shine them on your arm, what we should see is that the word naked suddenly becomes
I now have
very bright.
A very brightly glowing naked on my forearm.
Exactly, and this is the conversion of UV back to visible light and makes it glow. We use this in police vests, in the kind of vests you see on workmen using on the side of the road. So this makes that bright yellow green that they're wearing even brighter because the UV from the sun brightens it up again. But what we have here is a tub of factor 50 sun cream. What I'd like you to do now is just take a small dab of it on your fingers and just cover part of that word, the word naked.
So you want me to smear a dab of
just
sun
to smear
cream
a dab
over?
Let's do it over half the word so we can see
over
the
half
comparison.
The word, right? So
exactly.
I'm just liberally putting this over half the word naked. I might have got a bit carried away, but okay. And I'm now covered in sun cream as well. I won't touch any more knobs in the studio. Right. Okay.
So the point of our sun cream is to block the UV from reaching our skin. So it's going to absorb all of that UV light before it hits your skin, and also now before it hits the ink of the highlighter.
Yep.
So if we shine the UV on it now, the part of the word that is still exposed that you didn't put sun cream on still glows, but underneath the cream, there's no glow at all. We can still see the yellow colour faintly of the actual ink, the normal colour, but we don't get that fluorescence happening.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of UV light from this UV torch I'm shining on my arm that's reaching the dye to make it glow is massively reduced.
Absolutely.
Where the sun cream is.
Exactly.
And so how does sun cream do that?
Well, a factor 50 absorbs the UV light. Well, all sun cream absorbs the light. About 2% of the UV rays will get through a factor 50. But just like any light is absorbed by the molecular structure of whatever chemical, whatever substance it's bouncing off. And in some cases, it's bounced back at us. In this case, the sun cream is just retaining all of that energy, converting it in a different way.
And Jane, when a sun cream says factor 50 or factor 30, in practical terms, what does that mean?
The number relates to the amount of time you should be able to spend in the sun so that you can judge how much damage the sun is likely to do to you. But the problem about the way you were putting the cream on, if I might say, is that you had a big thick smear.
Yeah.
And nobody wanders around the street or lies on the beach or goes for a swim with that sort of thickness of sunscreen on. And the tests that were done, when they're done, they assume quite a thick layer of sunscreen. And most people put a tiny smear on.
Right.
And so they're not really getting the proper protection from their sunscreen.
So you're
use.
Saying you should be doing what I did on my arm? Because when I go on the beach or when I go sailing and things, I do put a really thick smear on my nose because I'm aware of the fact my nose has been burned in the past and also it's quite exposed.
Absolutely.
So that's what you should do.
So ears and nose and top of your head are really, they get a lot of sun. So in an ideal world, you would put a thick layer on. But of course, nobody's going to do that. So you do need to make sure you repeat application during the day.
Right.
It's estimated that if you are lying on a beach, let's say in your swimming trunks and you're just going to stay there all day, you should certainly apply cream at least 3 times a day and that you should use about 30 mils or 30 grams for each application. So most people when they go on holiday, they probably take one bottle of sun protection cream with them, and that's way not enough. So the other thing is the two different types of sun protection in sunscreens, and the best ones to go for are ones that both reflect and also absorb. You were talking about the absorbing properties of sun creams, but the ones that reflect, which of course perhaps do look white when you put them on, they give you extra and better protection than just using the energy absorbing ones.
Thank you very much.